No, that's not the case. You know, my big guys up front, you know, they're straining their butts off to protect us, and we just got to get the ball out faster and make sure all 11 guys are on the same page on each play. And just can't hurt ourselves. Early in drives, we can't have penalties that put us behind the eight ball. And we'll clean that. We'll clean that up, and that'll be our focus for the next couple weeks.
Was the week was kind of described as good practices against these guys? Were you surprised at the outcome of this or the way the game played out? Did it play out that way?
I mean, anytime you come into a game, you don't expect to lose. So we definitely wanted to come out here today or tonight and win this ball game. But that didn't happen, and it was all because of what we did, not because of anything else. They played really well. So hats off to Tampa Bay. They played it really well. They came out, executed their game plan, and did it the way they were supposed to. And we didn't do that on our side.
Would you want to get more action Thursday night against Chicago?
That's coach's decision. I don't make those decisions on whether to play or not. I know we'll be ready to play against Philly no matter what coach decides. No, I don't think it's discouraging. I think we did get better in some areas of what we were doing. We'll go back and watch the tape and fix what we didn't do well. But it's not discouraging at all. We know what we can do. We just have to make sure we go out on game day and do it. And like I said, that'll be our focus. And I'll lead that charge. I'll make sure I play better so that we can play better as an offense.
Were you having fun throwing to
Gordon? Yeah, I mean, it's fun throwing to any of those guys when they make plays like that for you. So. Like I said, we know the kind of playmakers that we have on offense and what we can do. We just have to make sure we do it consistently. And like I said, that starts with me. I have to be more consistent for our offense to go.
What positive thing?
Just the grittiness we showed. You know, I felt like the guys didn't flinch, no matter what the scoreboard said or how things, the momentum of the game might have been going. I felt like the guys didn't flinch, and that allowed us to come back and make, you know, block. You know, solidify the protection and make a throw and a catch down the road to get us, you know, within striking distance going into halftime. So I think the grit that we showed and the character we showed to fight through some of the bad things that were happening, I think that was a positive.
When Josh made that big play, was that feel like old times?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I played with Josh before, and it's just good to see him out there making plays, you know, getting an opportunity to get back in the league, and you know, we look forward to him making the most of that. So, you know, I'm really excited for him. Yeah, I just gotta, you know, do a better job of getting the ball to them, and you know, just getting the ball in my hands and allowing them to make plays. So that all starts with me. I have to go out there and be consistent for my team to be consistent. You know, I just got to go back and watch the tape. But like I said before, it starts with me. I just have to make sure that when the intermediate throws are there, I make them. When the long ball throws are there, I make them. And, you know, when the quick game throws are there, I make them. So it all starts with me, and I'll make sure that gets cleaned up. No, I mean, I'm not, you know, my big guys up front, I trust them. And, you know, they've done a great job for me all training camp. And in the preseason games, I know they're working their hardest to protect me. So I trust those guys up front.
Thank you.